USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The Kremlin said it will significantly scale back military operations near Ukraine's capital city as sketches of a peace deal have come to light. But the announcement is being met with skepticism. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia can't be trusted. President Biden says he's not reading into it until he sees how Russia acts. Meantime, at least four European allies have expelled Russian diplomats as relations between the Kremlin and Western nations have frozen following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The Netherlands, Czech Republic, Ireland, and North Macedonia all have kicked diplomats out of their country, explaining with some variation that they were displaying undiplomatic behavior. The Czech Foreign Ministry said it is reducing Russian intelligence in the EU with its allies. Poland last week kicked out 45 Russians identified as intelligence officers using their diplomatic status as cover. This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free, 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
21 states with Republican attorneys general are suing to halt the federal government's mask mandate for trains, planes, and other forms of public transportation. The lawsuit was announced by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who has been a critic of wearing masks to limit the spread of COVID in general and has fought mask mandates even by local governments in his state. The CDC issued the mask requirement at the beginning of February. The mandate was relaxed somewhat, but was extended until at least April 18th. New York's attorney general has asked the state appeals court to leave in place a lower court ruling requiring former President Donald Trump and his two adult children to answer questions under oath after a civil investigation into his business practices uncovered evidence that Trump might have misstated the value of his assets for more than a decade. Trump is appealing the lower court ruling for himself and his children, Ivanka and Don Jr. Another positive day on Wall Street with the Dow up 338 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener's Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
President Biden has made a deal that involves cutting Russia out of the European gas market.
President Biden struck a deal with the European Union in hopes it will undercut Russian energy.
We've agreed on a joint game plan toward that goal while accelerating our progress toward a secure, clean energy future. This initiative focuses on two core issues. One, helping Europe reduce its dependency on Russian gas as quickly as possible. And secondly, reducing Europe's demand for gas overall.
Russia provides about 40% of Europe's gas needs. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Congressional leaders are remembering Alaska Congressman Don Young as a gruff but pragmatic lawmaker who got things done for his constituents. The Republican was the only congressman that Alaska has known for the last half century. Young was the longest-serving Republican in the history of the House. The 88-year-old died earlier this month on a flight back to Alaska. The rock band Foo Fighters has canceled all of its upcoming tour dates after the death of its drummer Taylor Hawkins. The band was scheduled to perform at the Grammy Awards taking place in Vegas on Sunday, where it's up for three awards. Hawkins died in Bogota, Colombia Friday, where the group was expected to perform. An official cause for the 50-year-old's death has not been released. You can listen to us anytime, anywhere. Go to our website, usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.